Quanto mi è piaciuto il fade out. I really love the fade out, really. Really, yeah, yeah. Congratulations. It was really nice.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
I think Ruben was everything.
Yeah, yeah, we got free speech in Maps, so
yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Yes, we're all about free
okay.
speech.
Ok. Forse sono disturbati dal nostro Pietro Borzì, che è lì che filma.
Non prendertela sempre con Pietro.
Do you get some harassment from the filmmaker? You
no,
can kick him.
No, we love the filmmaker, but we couldn't see each other.
Ah, that's it. Ok, Pietro era in mezzo alle palle. Questa era la verità. Listening to your song, I really imagined that a big string arrangement could fit into the song. Have you ever thought about some broader arrangement with a full orchestra with at your disposals?
Well, it's not always easy to get a full orchestra.
Yeah, I know that. I know that. I tried to buy it once, but it was really too expensive. Yeah.
For this song specifically, you mean?
Yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah.
We might. I mean, we have recorded it, but it doesn't have strings yet. We have on "Song to the City," the song of my EP. There's some strings, but yeah, we love strings, so maybe we'll take it into account. So
yeah,
when we come back, we might have.
So this one actually is not on your EP. This
no, it's
this
another one coming out in February.
A full length.
We hope.
Okay, it depends on how many songs you're going to write and record.
Yeah,
that's it.
How many we can get done.
Allora, gli avevo chiesto se aveva pensato che se in questa canzone ci potessero stare bene degli archi, perché mi piaceva, ha detto che questa canzone in realtà non è ancora uscita, non è quindi nell'EP che Nadine ha già pubblicato, ma che in realtà le piacciono molto gli archi, e nell'EP ci sono diverse canzoni che hanno gli archi. Quando lei diceva che il disco era basato sulla chitarra, voleva dire che scriveva le canzoni da sola lei nella sua cameretta con la chitarra. When you were mentioning the guitar oriented mood of the record, does it mean that you actually have the structure of the song in your own room with your guitar and
usually I mean for the song to the city EP, it was mostly on guitar, a little bit on banjo.
Mm-hmm.
So mostly that's how it starts. It'll be just
okay.
Like a song and a guitar.
Okay.
Sometimes the next EP was mostly on ukulele. So
I see. Mm. So you have some kind of love with this instruments.
It's the one I grew up playing.
The ukulele.
No, not the ukulele.
Ah, I see. It looks strange, you know.
Well, it fits perfect when you're five, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's like a big guitar when you're five. Actually, you can have in your pocket. No, you mean you actually started playing guitar? That's it.
Yeah, as a teenager.
Okay, okay. Sì, il disco ha detto che il disco precedente soprattutto era basato sulla chitarra e un po' sul banjo. Questo nuovo invece probabilmente avrà più ukulele. C'è stato un qui pro quo sul fatto che io pensavo che dicesse che aveva iniziato a suonare con l'ukulele, invece no, ovviamente come tanti ha iniziato a suonare con la chitarra. And what about the lyrics you write? Do you have a constant theme that actually goes back and forth between one song and the other, or you just mix them up? A proposito di don't be distracted from my Italian, okay? Just
no,
concentrate
no, no.
on your question.
Mesmerized.
Le ho chiesto se le parole delle canzoni avessero un tema che ricorre tra uno e l'altro, oppure se in realtà i temi si mischiassero da una canzone all'altra.
I don't think consciously, like when I write, I've never made a record thinking about, you know, how consistent it is in terms of themes.
Mm-hmm.
But like listening back to the record, I think the last one is about it's about displacement, and a lot of the themes that are kind of the thing that connects all of the songs, I think, is like longing, you know, wanting something you can't have or you can't touch. I think that throughout the EP is a consistent theme, and
okay.
You know, in addition to displacement, you know, whether it's like, you know, not having a place to call home, or not, you know, someone that you love that you can't have, it's all
okay
the same.
Something you would like to have but you
yeah,
don't have.
Longing, yeah.
Okay, longing for something.
Nostalgia.
Ok, nostalgia. Ok. Allora ha detto che ovviamente mentre scrive non pensa a un tema delle canzoni, ma poi riascoltando il suo EP si è resa conto che tutte le liriche, insomma, dei brani fondamentalmente parlavano della nostalgia per qualcosa, del fatto di volere qualcosa e non poterla avere, fosse un amore oppure un posto da chiamare casa. In ogni caso, scusate il gioco di parole, questo era un po' il tema ricorrente. We are ready for another song.
Okay.
If you're ready to.
Sure,
you've got your Roddy there hanging your guitar, and here we are.
Josh,
what is the title of the song?
A song to the city.
Okay.
This is an acoustic version.
An acoustic version from the same titled EP.
Yes.
Nadine, live at MUPS.